company events, reunions, quinceañeras, or any private party, come check out the County Line Broken Spoke Event Center. It features a ranch-style atmosphere and decor with fireplaces, patio, dance floor, and more. Catering is available. Call 747-8150. That's the County Line Broken Spoke Event Center for almost any size event. Located 2 miles north of 4th Street on North Frankfort. Call 747-8150 or visit countylinebrokenspoke.com.
As a business owner, I work hard to know all the ins and outs of my profession so I can make the best decisions for my company and keep my clients happy. The bankers at Prosperity are no different. They have to know the business of banking and understand how to best serve their customers' needs. Prosperity bankers know that no two businesses are alike, so they won't try to give you a one-size-fits-all package. Prosperity bankers work hard to understand their clients' business needs and offer them financial services that help those businesses grow. All this from Prosperity, ranked number one by Forbes.com in its 2014 Best Banks in America. Hey, whether you're looking for a business loan or other banking service, stop by Prosperity Bank today and see what their real bankers can do for you. Prosperity Bank, the big bank with your community's bank inside, where you find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com. Member FDIC.
Brought to you by Community Tax Relief. If the IRS claims you owe back taxes, even if you have unfiled returns, listen closely because you could qualify for a special hardship program to settle your tax issues. That's right, you may qualify for a hardship program. Best of all, you can call the established toll-free tax helpline for a free consultation. Just call 800-391-0297. Do you really think you can take on the IRS alone? You can't. They are brutal. They have unlimited resources. Even worse, the IRS can attack your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security check. Call our toll-free helpline now and stop the collection process. We've negotiated solutions for thousands of people just like you and can help you qualify for powerful hardship programs. You can't afford to put it off another day. Call us at 800-391-0297. The consultation is 100% free and the helpline is real. Call 800-391-0297. That's 800-391-0297. Again, 800-391-0297.
The news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 790 KFYO.
KFYO 747. Lubbock's First News. It's Thursday. You know, when the temperature starts dropping and it starts getting darker earlier. Oh, by the way. The tooth of November would be Sunday. That would be daylight savings time kicking in. You know,
that's right. Rejoice. So before you go to bed Saturday night, you need to turn your clocks back an hour.
Rejoice, rejoice. David Weaver, South Plains Food Bank with us. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Tom. It's great to be here.
If you notice, our clock says 10 minutes until 7.
Yeah, we're just ahead of the game here. Didn't ever change it when it changed over.
we're just a little bit anal retentive. And we want to make sure that we get our clock set back on time.
Let's just call it what it is. It's a standoff. All of us here, we kind of wait to see who's going to climb up on the table and actually change the clock.
Not me.
Nobody
not
did.
Me.
Well, it's kind of like my car radio. I don't know how to change it. So it's just half the year it's correct and the other
right?
half it's
me
off
too.
And
me too. Who right. has time to mess with stuff like that?
I know.
Okay, South Plains Food Bank doing a lot of good things for a lot of people. Tell us what's going on over there, Dave.
Well, as you mentioned, November is coming upon us, and as we go into November, we actually really start gearing up for our You Can Share food drive and also for the distribution that we're going to be doing around Christmas. This summer, we rolled out the results of a hunger study, and it shows that we're serving about 57,000 people each year in the 20 counties that we serve. And, you know, what was really telling to me is that we touch 1 in 8 people, but people are coming to us on a more frequent basis. So we've seen the amount of food that we're distributing continue to grow, but what we're seeing is that there are families that are just out there still struggling. I was listening on, and I'm sure it was on KFYO yesterday, but just statistics about unemployment that, you know, Lubbock has like the fourth lowest in the state.
Pretty low.
We still have incredibly high poverty ratios out here, and there are a lot of people that are still struggling. We see that at the food bank a lot, where people are working and they need some help. For whatever reason, food prices continue to go up. It's just the cost of living goes up.
You know, right. Dave, a lot of
wages do not.
Yeah, a lot of people think that the food bank is a place where, well, you see the guy standing on a street corner, you know, homeless, hungry. God bless. You know, usually most of those people, and as we've talked to a lot of some of the people with like the homeless consortium and stuff like that, you know, the people that are really homeless and the people that are really needy, the majority of them don't really stand on a street corner. But, you know, these are the bulk of the people you serve are people that live in houses, work hard, you know, hardworking people that just need a lift and a boost.
Yeah, probably, at least 35% of the families we serve have one member in the household who is working. Mm-hmm. We serve a lot of seniors, people that are out, you know, they're not working anymore, but they've been trying to get by on retirement and, Social Security isn't cutting it.
Right.
And then we serve a lot of children. A lot of the families we serve have...
They've been cutting Social Security too, by the way.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you were on there yet. In Lubbock, one in four children are considered food insecure. They're living in a food insecure home. It just means that there's a good chance that they're
one in four.
Yeah, 25% of our kids. If you look at LISD, they have an enrollment of about 29,000 students. About 21,000 of those students qualify for the free and reduced lunch program, which means that their household income is pretty close to the poverty level. It's a little bit over it, but not much. But it's not something that we think about if it's not my problem. But what's been great about Lubbock and, you know, what I really appreciate about being on the radio with you guys is that it's a chance to remind people that, people are hungry, they're struggling, we touch one in eight people. They're people that you go to church with, go to school with, you work with. It's amazing. And, you know, hunger isn't a permanent situation. A lot of times people get through a crisis, they get a new job, and they get back on their feet. But then there are also some people like our seniors and some people with special needs that we're going to be helping for a long time.
Right.
And we can't do that help unless we have a community that steps up. And
absolutely.
Lubbock has always stepped up.
Right. Now, I know people can go to the food bank to get boxes of food, but you're also involved in different areas around the whole – how many counties?
We serve 20 counties. 20? And then we also help out down in San Angelo.
Mm-hmm.
The food bank down there gets a lot of their food through us. We have mobile pantries that are going out into some of our rural communities. And we take food just like we serve here at the food bank and give it out to families out there. Now, everybody that receives food from us through a food box has been screened. We look at their household income. We look at what their needs are. And then we have volunteers and we have guidelines that help us determine whether or not those people are eligible for assistance.
Mm-hmm.
All right, David, we're going to ask you to hang out just for a minute. We'll be back. We've got to hit a break. But we're going to give you information on contact people, how you can get your group or family involved in volunteering at the food bank. Great idea. 7:53. Good morning.
Lubbock Top Lanes weather forecast, partly cloudy, sunshine and clouds mix for your Thursday. Temperatures lower, middle 70s, overnight lows in the middle 40s. With the KMAC HD Weather Lab, meteorologist Ron Roberts from Lubbock's official weather station, News Talk 790 KFYO.
Good morning right now, O'Donnell, 46 degrees. Pampa 45, News Talk 790 KFYO. Current temperature 46 now.
Join KFYO Thursday evening at the Texas Tech Locker Room location at 98th Street and Quaker Avenue as we get you ready for Texas Tech versus Texas. Get great deals on Texas Tech apparel, plus get free Domino's pizza and Dr. Pepper products Thursday, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Texas Tech Locker Room.
They said voting Republican would stop Obama. Did it? I'm Kathy Glass, Libertarian for Texas Governor. Not Republican, not Democrat, not a crony. Greg Abbott says,
I go into the office, I sue the federal government, and then I go home.
Obama's response?
So sue me.
Don't sue the buzzards, arrest them. Stop fighting federal tyrants with lawsuits. Texas governor can enforce the Constitution and stop Obama. Only I will.
KathyGlass.org. Political ad by Kathy Glass.
Persons can now register their domestic water wells or other exempt wells with the High Plains Water District for protection under the district's water well spacing requirements. Exempt water wells are defined as those that produce 17.5 gallons per minute or less. Once registered, the well is protected by spacing from the nearest valid well site or proposed well site. It is also protected by requirements for a minimum distance from the nearest property line. This can help prevent large capacity wells from being drilled too close to smaller domestic wells. Exempt wells can be registered using a one-page form available on the district's website. Some application fees apply to the registration process. For more information, contact the High Plains Water District at 806-762-0181 or visit the district's website at hpwd.org.
There's an ever-present hypocrisy in government and its relationship with its citizen owners at every level, and nowhere is it more often on display than at the local level. How often have you heard officials of a local government gripe about costly mandates from higher levels? You've heard it and often agreed, but have you stopped to notice how these same folk will then turn around and do the same thing they complain about to local citizens in areas in which no one's forcing their hand? Take Wichita Falls, for example. A week or so ago, a story appeared in the Times Record News headlined, TCEQ requirements causing city to rack up big bucks in expenses. One of the TCEQ provisions was that an ultraviolet disinfection system be in place for a system in use for more than 6 months, about their water reuse system. Mayor Glenn Barham said he feels the UV system's unnecessary because the water is of superior quality already due to the reverse osmosis treatment system, but the city must still comply with TCEQ requirements in order to provide water to the public, it was reported. Isn't this the same city government that recently voted to override the concept of consumer choice and private property rights by adopting an ordinance which prevents property owners and their guests from smoking in their own privately owned and run businesses? There's a whopper of a cost to both freedom and business in that. From town to town, you'll find much the same, whining about costly mandates but then engaging in the same behavior independent of any higher pressure. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas. Join me right here at 5 p.m. weekdays.
The Mark Levin Show, weeknights 7 to 10 on News Talk 790 KFYO.
7:57, good morning, Lubbock's First News. It's Thursday and fall. We're talking with David Weaver, South Plains Food Bank. What is your actual title over there? King Kong, all-around nice guy and chief executive officer?
Pretty much.
Yeah, okay. All right, now, of course, the big one that we're actually gearing up for and preparing for is the UCAN Share Drive, which comes up, everybody knows that's in December and everything, but you still
right
need help year-round.
Right. UCAN Share Drive is going on right now. We have schools that are getting barrels from us. Mm-hmm. You can go to our website at www.spfb.org, and you can request a food barrel, or you can, if you want to do it for a business, or if you want to do it for your school, whatever, but that's a great place to go. The website just has a lot of resources.
To request a food barrel. We're just going to go out on a limb, and we're just going to say, can you have somebody bring one up and drop one in the lobby here?
Yeah, just go on www.spfb.org.
You don't have special privileges. You got to, just because we've got the head honcho in here, you still got
to
go online.
It took me 3 weeks to get my mom signed up for the stickers at United on, for the e-sticker.
So what's that website again?
It's the initials for the South Plains Food Bank, okay. spfb.org.
All right. And it's easy to do.
It's easy. And if you want to volunteer, you can go online and you can say, hey, I want to volunteer. And we've got a list of all the dates that we have volunteer opportunities starting this Saturday. We have a ball out there.
And somebody can make a donation, right?
You can donate online. And we certainly encourage that. Every dollar you donate helps us provide the equivalent of 4 meals.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, it is.
It's a great way to do it.
Good job, Dave. And that was code when, for him to say, well, you can go online. It was like, that was like social code for like, do it yourself, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't obvious in that. Do it yourself, Tom.
Thank you to everybody has helped out with the South Plains Food Bank. Let's keep it coming.
Hey, you can share that's coming up. Get ready. Start saving your cans up and get ready to donate.
The views and opinions expressed by the participants of this KFYO program are not necessarily the views of KFYO staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.
Lubbock's official radio station for election 2014. The news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 790 KFYO. Lubbock.